Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Hour number three, Thursday edition. Tomorrow, Brad Powers with us in that last hour from Vegas, handicapping all that you want when it comes to the betting angle. We'll be here for it. 615-844-5600, Twitter at BillisKing, and email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Major moves over in West, by God, Virginia. Bill, Auburn should hire Rich Rod and show Bama what they missed. Well, they've got Chad Morris. I'm a Chad Morris fan from an offensive coaching point of view. It is not clicking at Auburn right now. I can't defend that. But I've liked Chad Morris for a long time. And I, for whatever reason, not understanding why it's not gelling. But it's not. Jimbo fan on Twitter. I like that name. Jimbo fan. Kirby just needs more time, Bill. Clearly, he's a coach that needs talent that can win in spite of him. Not a bad thing, just the truth. I never thought that Kirby Smart would be so polarizing. But we get it. I'm telling you, I get more Kirby venom thrown my way daily than maybe any coach right now. More than Harbaugh, probably. Because Harbaugh's is kind of old, right? I mean, it's, I don't mean he's old, but just the topic of Harbaugh underachieving, and it's only good when Black brings it up. Black can keep it fresh. But as a topic, it's kind of stale. The Harbaugh it's not working out thing is years and years old now. Kirby's is a little fresher. Yeah, I keep seeing Bill. He's got all these real highly rated classes. And no, they win signing day. Yeah, Georgia's the champion of signing day. Then you get into the season, what do you got? They win a lot of games, but then when it's really on the line, what happens, Bill? What happens, Bill? I get that a lot. Jim up in Ramsey links an article. Why Greg Schiano's second act at Rutgers can't top his first. I haven't read this. It's from NJ.com, NewJersey.com. I'll read it later. I'll have time. And again, I don't know what the points are here. I'll have to read it. But my general assessment is it's going to be nearly impossible for him to duplicate, much less better, what he did last time. Much more difficult climate. It was difficult back then, too. And Rutgers had done nothing back then, too. I get it. Resurrected them and had them as a national conversation piece. Schiano was on our show quite a few times back then. But the climate today in the Big Ten and who he has to play, and it's to me, it's a much more daunting task than even that daunting task was. Brent in the Borough. He sent a picture earlier where he said, Bill, I'm listening to the show while working on an icy machine. And it showed the machine. It was wide open. You could see into the guts of the machine. I told him once he got it fixed, I'd like a Coke cherry combo. He just sent me a picture. He said, sorry, Bill, I'm making orange here. It's a nice, good looking cup, though, man. Nice looking clear icy cup, and it's got orange icy in it. Looks good. Brent, looks good. If I happen to be in the neighborhood, I'd pull in. Have an icy with you. Yeah, looks pretty doggone attractive. So anyways, last hour I sent out a text, and it was about the article from Kentucky Sports Radio that says Pruitt fired Jimmy Brumbaugh during the game on Saturday, during the Kentucky game on Saturday. We have conflicting reports there. Got a tweet just a few minutes ago, said Bill Volquest, that's Hubbard's site, Brent Hubbs, says it happened on Sunday. So I don't really know, but I got a reply here from a coach I sent a text to. Hey, did Pruitt fire Brumbaugh during the game? And the reply that I got basically says, yes, I believe that. Now, this is not somebody who's there on the staff at Tennessee. He has been previously at Tennessee, but he's not there now. No, it's not Lyle. It's not Lyle. No, no, no. I don't have Lyle's text. I wouldn't know how to text him. Lyle was on the show a bunch. When he was at Central Michigan, we had him on. Now, that was back in the serious days. And when he was at Cincinnati, we had him on. And probably when he was at Tennessee. But, yeah, we had him on. And some of the early conversations with him happened to be about his time on the Rich Rod staff back in 07, 08, back in there, where they had Pat White and Stevie Slayton and just tons of offense. So explosive. And he was on that staff along with, Billy Stewart, Herb Hand, my boy, who is now at Texas on the O-line. He was on that staff. But, yeah, we just reminisced about those days back then. Yeah, we had Rich Rod was on a bunch. Is Rich Rod, I know he's made a lot of money at the various stops and all that. He doesn't need the work, but he coaches coach. Regardless of the money they've piled up, coaches like to coach. They like the daily grind. They like the locker room. They like practice. They love all that stuff. They like film study. That's what coaches do. It doesn't matter how much money you've got in the bank. I mean, well, it matters, but that doesn't make them want to stop doing what they love. Yeah, after the day is over, you can go home to your nice house, nice cars, pool in the back, all the toys you want. Yeah, that's fine. You got all that. But they still want to coach. They don't want to look at all their toys all day and lay in a hammock. And say, hey, I'll take another umbrella drink. That's not what coaches want to do. Most coaches want to coach. Yeah, I've gotten all this done and I've made a lot of money doing it, but I still want to get up and do it. Maybe give me a little off time, but I want to get back to it. It's what I do. It makes me happy. Yeah, makes me whole. But I don't know, is Rich Rod, I'm out of the loop on Richie Rod. Too bad for me. I haven't talked to him since the Arizona gig. Didn't talk to him that I can recall. I haven't talked to him. I don't think I talked to him during his brief stay at Ole Miss as the offensive coordinator for Coach Luke. So I don't know where he is. Pretty good dude, though. He joined our SiriusXM channel right after the Michigan ending. He spent about a year or two on there, and we'd have him on a little bit, and he was always good. Took the Arizona job sight unseen. He had never been to Tucson. Interview, heck yeah, let's go. I'll figure out Tucson when we get there. Took the job. You know, that happens some. I'd say it doesn't happen a lot, but that happens some. Where you don't interview on the campus, you've never been there, and you just take the gig because it's the next gig. You worry about the city and all that kind of stuff when you get there. Richie Rod got in a little trouble there, though. Yeah, things things did not end well for good friend Richie Rod. We had a clip from him, and it's lost forever. I don't know how many of you remember this, but we used to play it. I mean, it may date. It may be before Crazy Charlie. I think it probably is. And we were discussing, this is in the 06, 07 time frame, so well over 10 years ago, the origination of the zone read. And like we've talked about, Rich Rod, Urban Meyer, names like that, those were the guys in the laboratory coming up with some of those principles. Now, again, some of those principles borrowed from past, maybe wing T, maybe triple option, little mixture of all that kind of stuff, right? So you can't necessarily say this is the first guy to adopt all this. You could say Emory Ballard about the wishbone. You can. But we were talking about it, and we were talking about the zone read where the quarterback keeps the ball around the end. And he said that happened by mistake. So if he's the inventor of it, that play happened by mistake. He said we were in practice running it, running the zone read, and the quarterback who was supposed to give the ball to the back hitting, let's say, one of the A-gaps, kept the ball and ran it around the end. And Rich Rod said, I was about to start yelling at the quarterback. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I did that on purpose. And Rich Rod said, that's actually a pretty good idea. Because you read the defensive end pinching. And if he pinches, you're typically looking at a lot of green grass. That wasn't much of a thing. He said it happened at Glenville State back in the day. Yeah, Glenville State, one of his early coaching stops. And it happened by mistake. Yeah, totally happened by mistake. How about that? Jason. Bill, maybe Saban will follow Pruitt's lead and fire Pete Golding during the game, then announce he's taking over the defense. how about the stories of Pruitt? Now here's one of the – there's a lot of legendary stories about Pruitt. One of the stories, again, just put this into the category of a story. How true this is probably is up to interpretation. It's still funny. It's not going to incriminate anybody. Pruitt's at Georgia, and he's increasingly irritated. The energy vampire irritates the crap out of him. He has no fire. There's no energy. And also Georgia's lack of getting up off their butt and getting a facility built for them to practice indoors on bad weather days. It's starting to get to Jeremy. Jeremy's not the kind of guy who keeps his mouth shut. He's a defensive coordinator. Legend has it, after a Georgia game on a Saturday, Jeremy's sitting at home there in Athens, wherever he lived, and he's having a few pops. Then he's getting really mad. Gets so mad that he gets in his car and he drives to Rick's house to confront him. That's the legendary story. Now, again, I don't know what ended up. I don't think there was any kind of fight or anything. But that's the story. That's the legendary. And there's others. There's some down at Florida State. The one at Florida State I will not mention. Yeah. So Crazy Charlie and Aliquippa Bob both turned 27 today. I didn't realize that. Like I said, if we went, I even skipped on the show. People will find out because they see it on social media. But on the show, I try and skip my birthday. Just because if we did that every day, we would we could do shows every day just on everybody's birthday, which, you know, again, happy birthday to whoever. In this case, Crazy Charlie and Aliquippa Bob. But it'd just be a big birthday show. But happy birthday, Aliquippa. It's amazing. They're the same age. Both turned 27 today. Amazing. They both have another 100 years on this planet. Karen says, Bill, bottom line, as unlikable as Pruitt is, his only salvation will be winning. If it's not big, then, well, we'll see. Yeah, well, I mean, I agree. Now, Jeremy Pruitt is two different people. He's the one you see on camera, which is kind of the raw, didn't probably go to many English classes guy, which is, again, not necessary for what he does. Being in front of a mic, in front of a camera, I mean, there are skills you need, but that winning and losing supersedes all that stuff. Looks a little sloppy there, and I don't think he cares. He's kind of got that country thing going. But she's right. If he wins and wins big, which right now that's not happening, he's in year three, but it's not happening, then none of that will matter. If we get into year five or so and he's still not winning and it's still sloppy and you got all these but coaching changes, etc., then it's going to become a problem. That's just the way this works, right? I mean, he's in year three. And he's not, look, Fulmer's not going to fire him. But, okay, here's what we need to do. Crazy Charlie said we need to take a break, and then we come back with a call. Yeah, we got a call. Somebody you probably know on the phone on the other side. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Southbound at Trinity Lane, where it's just now starting to get a little bit heavy in that area. We've actually been in pretty decent shape this morning on I-40 coming in past the airport. We saw some traffic still trying to get in through Jolton right now on 24 eastbound. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Clarksville out of Montgomery County. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pie. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Joey Logano punches his ticket to the Championship Four race at Phoenix in a couple of weeks. But up next, this weekend, is Texas Motor Speedway in the round of eight. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high of 84, mostly clear tonight, low 63. Friday, a chance of showers, high 81. Chance of showers tomorrow night, low 57. Saturday, cloudy, high 70. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
The Battle of the Boulevard is on, but I don't think we're talking basketball.
Yeah, that's here tonight.
Hey, Bill, I turned on the Today Show. First thing I saw was a Metro police cop in a gator riding right down Belmont Boulevard.
You know the area.
Yeah, it took me back, Bill. When I first got to Nashville, early 2000s, I'd like to get my coffee over there across the street at Bongo Java Blue, I call it. Yeah. Bongo Java Red down there at the Omni.
Right.
Go down and drink a little espresso. I've never been around so many smelly communists in my life. Pictures of Che Guevara and Karl Marx on the wall. Fidel Castro. I didn't know what country I was in. Bill, I got an old college buddy who's a dentist, and he's got a big old Ford F-350 diesels with the smokestack coming off the top.
Yeah.
I told him I wanted him to drive down Belmont Boulevard and cruise it for about an hour and a half tonight with a big old Trump flag on the back and just lay on the gas. Lay on the horn, lay on the diesel, pollute, whole bunch of, for all those Green New Deal people, just get that smokestack cranking. Just lay it out right there on Belmont, do some burnouts.
Does he live here in Nashville?
He's in Gallatin.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I'd say it'll be a scene. I'm sure they'll have it all locked down over there on the boulevard tonight, won't they?
I would guess. I won't be anywhere near that area, but I would guess so.
I saw a Secret Service guy talking. They pretty much treat that like a complete lockdown. I don't know. I'd say probably most of downtown will be shut down tonight, wouldn't you figure?
I don't know.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it will be. Hey, Bill, I want to talk quickly about Saban. We've talked about this before, and maybe one thing about Fulmer on the way out the door.
Okay.
John Adams has a good column today, Bill. Encourage you to check it out in the Sentinel today, Knoxville paper, talking about Saban's early tenure at LSU. You know all this, but I was looking at it again today. When Saban came in from Michigan State, he was okay, but he wasn't scaring anybody. He was just another who's that. He comes in at LSU 2000. LSU had just had 8 losing seasons in the 11 previous seasons from DiNardo and Curly Hallman. So he comes in, it's pretty much rotted. Comes in there, I think the second game he loses to Auburn, I think at home by 17 points. Next week loses to UAB, and then voila, week 4, Tennessee, barely over a year away from a national title, comes in without a quarterback, and there's Saban's first big win. And I was there.
I remember.
Think about that. I mean, here he comes in, that's his first big win, year 2 on the job. Takes out a number 11 ranked team at home, and then year 3 wins the SEC, and then what, year 5 wins the national title? Or year 4, right, 2000 to 2003?
Yep.
Went from the bottom of the barrel. What did DiNardo do his last year? I'm trying to remember. How bad was it?
It was something like, was it 6-6 or something? I mean, it was mediocre.
Yeah, so that's amazing, isn't it? Winning the SEC. Second year on the job.
Yeah, I mean, when you're that good, I had not heard of him. I didn't know about him. For example, when he was coaching, what was it, Toledo or whatever. I didn't know about him when he was on the staffs in the NFL. He's part of the Houston Oilers before they moved here, and then, of course, the Browns. But I didn't know him until he was there in Sparty because he and Fulmer got into a big battle over Cedric Irvin. That was the running back down in Miami. That's when I heard of him.
Now, I have heard it said, Bill, that good coaches take a significant jump in year 2. I guess they've already changed the culture and all that. But Rick won pretty early at Georgia, didn't he? Well, how many years was he on the job when he won the SEC?
He, first of all, his first year, remember, was the Hobnail boot game. And that was the only game they lost in the regular season. Tennessee did. And then Brick ended up coming to the Music City Bowl and made some horrible coaching mistakes in that game. Kind of got criticized for it. So they went like 8-4 that first year and then took off.
Yep. And, of course, Spurrier came in and won immediately.
He did.
What did Urban Meyer do in year two? I'm trying to remember.
Won the Natty.
He won in year two.
06, he won the national championship. Yep.
That's even more amazing. Of course, he had Tebow sitting there waiting on him. It never hurts.
He had Chris Leak was his quarterback for the first down.
Yeah, he had a senior quarterback sitting right there waiting on him. And don't they say Zook recruited pretty well?
Zook laid it out very well.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, one thing on the Tennessee deal coming up here. Speaking of crazy, amazing wins, Pruitt could use a crazy, amazing win about now, couldn't he? He's in year three.
Yeah, he needs to beat some of these teams that are always favored against him, which as of right now doesn't look like likely.
We always talk about Harbaugh beating my man Pete. It's what, a 41-42-point underdog with Stanford? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times in the course of a college football season does a 21-point underdog win? None or one, something like that?
Very low number.
Yeah, not much shot at that, is. But I'm going to leave you with this. Fulmer's on the verge of getting fired twice by his own school. And if we know anything about him, he's usually pretty good at saving his own skin. If I was old Fatten, I'd be firing Pruitt the minute after the ball game's over and bringing in Hugh Freeze to protect myself and that big fat check he's cashing. It's not his money. It's not his money.
Well, but I mean, it's going to cost way more money than paying Fulmer if you're going to run Pruitt, pay him off, and then bring a new guy in.
Yeah, but most people are thinking, you know, they need to go together. But if I was trying to get out ahead of the mob, speaking of mobs, I think I'd be seriously thinking if it gets ugly, I'd be seriously thinking about Hugh Freeze, Bill, whether you want to like it or not. I don't think Kiffin's going to job jump, and they wouldn't do that. But Hugh Freeze is a hell of a coach, and he's not going to be at Liberty long, Bill.
Is Big Jim willing to write that check?
Huh? He can stroke it, no doubt about it. Hey, Bill, I'm going to be looking for you. Why don't you get down there in front of Belmont tonight? Get out there and wave to everybody, your amazing national listening audience. Why don't you get down there on Fox News and wave at us tonight?
Like what sign you want me to hold up?
Well, what would be a good sign? Something about Battleground Academy, maybe, so we know it's you.
Yeah.
Put a Battleground Academy sweatshirt on.
That's it.
Hey, no. You need to go out there in front of Belmont, Bill. I got it. Hold up a sign that says, Vote Megan Berry 2024.
Oh, God.
So you tell everybody out there who Megan Berry is, Bill. Hang in there.
That's the previous mayor who got run because she was getting with her security, her bodyguard police officer. Well, something like that, yeah. Royal Ping on Twitter. Bill, do you think Kirby gets some heat because his early record is almost identical to Richt? Only Kirby got lucky with the playoff replacing the BCS. Well, yeah, I mean, the comparison between the two comes up all the time. People put it on Twitter. They'll link me to it and all that stuff. I see it. Kirby gets heat because the expectations are very high. And even though they've done some very good things there under him, he's being held accountable for not winning at all. And that's a tough – I mean, if you're getting critiqued because you can't win a national championship, that's a tough demon to slay. I mean, winning natties, we take it for granted. I think the audience, I think people on Twitter, it's taken for granted. It is so hard to do. And only a few choice schools really are allowed to do it. It's just the way it is. It's basically for 99%, it's basically impossible. That's the odds. There's only a few who can crack through. A choice few. To be the last team standing, and that's not stated enough. I state it all the time, but it's not embedded in our culture like it should be. It's so difficult. We got to get the break. Bottom of the hour here, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point on 65 here down past Trinity Lane. As you work your way down through this part of East Nashville, traffic still holding up coming up from the south on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last 10, 15 minutes. Most of them are minor and they're clearing stages. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that?
And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
And we invite you to listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 9th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores from the previous night. Shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach. Feature a Prep Legend of the Week and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Nissan of Cool Springs and Hyundai of Cool Springs, My Team Insurance, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8, right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
All right, a couple things that I'll get Bob here in a second, just literally seconds. Aggie Day, Bill, does that Cosby guy actually go to college? Yeah, he went to Tennessee. I was going to say UT, but since you're Aggie Dave, UT would not mean the same thing. That'd be the team in Austin. One more here. Jason, did you see the statement by Bobby Bowden regarding beating COVID? Said he wanted to beat it so he could vote for Orange Man. I saw that, and Twitter went nuclear. Yeah, that turned into a big fight. Yeah, I saw it. And the response was something you could predict. Bob, I'm told, is on the phone somewhere around the Tennessee River. Now, that could be a pretty long stretch of property there. What's up, Bob?
Just west of you, Bill. Just west.
Just so you're I know exactly where. Okay, I got you.
Hey, listen, you told me, hey, go to Ball Quest when you get a chance.
Right.
Scroll down to the Ball Quest podcast, 10-20, 2020.
Yeah.
And it's Brent and Austin Price. I think Rob Lewis may be in there too, but anyway, they went over this thing a little bit, so I'd give you a little light on what went on.
With Brumbaugh is what you're referring to.
Yeah, Brumbaugh. There's other stuff. They call it the Blue Water Climate Control thing or whatever. But anyway, I guess that's the sponsors of it.
Huh.
When you get off, just get on that. That'd give you a little more. It's something been going on a little while, the way it sounds to me.
Right.
I think he did it Sunday night.
It had to be brewing because I guess anything could happen, but I don't know that you would be – everything's going well, then it gets heated during a game and you get fired. Just that moment doesn't seem likely.
No. I think the way I understand it, it hasn't went well since he didn't get to work with them, you know, at the beginning because of the disease and everything.
Right.
And it just hadn't went well between the two of them, I don't think at all. But you listen to it if you don't care after you get off
the will. Calls. I will.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the call. The Hubber. Hubber's got a podcast? I'm sure he does. Yeah, Hubber, I tell you what, there's a guy. You're talking about a guy who works hard. Just saying. Ags and Strohs. Bill, no. To Aggies, UT is Tennessee. That little school in Austin is TU. I understand. I understand. I should have known better. Jeff, too, checking in this morning. Happy 27th birthday to Crazy Charlie and Aliquippa Bob. Thank you both for what you mean to the show. Yeah, Aliquippa Bob has always been connected to the show, but he did not communicate. He didn't call, and he was not going to get on social media. It's just not his thing. And out of the blue, one day he said, Bill, I'm going to try this Twitter thing. I don't quite get it, but I'm going to try it. Alan did the same thing down in Tampa. Alan did it prior, but and both those guys, when they have time, they're pretty active. Yeah. Yeah, Twitter as a concept, and I was the same way. I joined in what, 08-ish or something? 07, 08, somewhere in there. But I remember thinking, Twitter and tweeting, and what the hell is that? It makes no sense. And until you see it, it's hard to get. Because you don't know what you don't know. I had no idea. The concept of this, a forum that's public where you type your ideas or your thoughts or just, hey, today I'm driving to the gas station. I mean, people randomly will put just brand, you know, unnecessary stuff out there. Yeah, today I think I'm going to Kroger. I just saw a person in jeans and a t-shirt while at the red light. Just stuff like that that's not real relevant, right? But a place where you can post publicly and be your own publisher, if you will. Your ideas. And people use it for all kinds of reasons. Politics, sports, general things, just whatever. But yeah, until you see it, if you're anti whatever this might be, it's hard to get people to do it. Once they do it, as long as they stay away from the toxic stuff, the politics, then it's pretty cool. Because Aliquippa Bob and all those people, they've got their own private Twitter where they hang out too. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty neat, to say the least. And they talk, man. They go in there and they'll talk ball and the various regions of the country. I spy on you guys. I don't typically comment because that area's for you guys. But I spy on what you say and learn from it. Yeah, check it out. Learn from it all the time. Yeah, good Thursday show so far. Don Thomas was with us earlier. If you missed it, Crazy Charlie's got it archived. He talked Michigan with us, Michigan and Minnesota, Saturday night, network television. To say I'm excited about that is understated. It's going to be very chilly there, probably going to be in the 20s. Again, the Big Ten opener. Us folk in the South don't understand that. We're just not wired to get that. The Big Ten opener is going to be, perhaps, in 20-something degree weather with flurries. Michigan, Minnesota. Now, it's like Don was saying. Michigan, Minneapolis, Ann Arbor, all that. They're used to their late falls and winters. That kind of weather is not new to them. So they're more equipped. us folk in the South wouldn't be able to handle that as well. Just admittedly, wouldn't. It would be funny. Would it not? Would it be funny to see, and again, I'm a Southern guy, born and bred and happy. But it would be funny to see one of our mighty SEC schools playing in November in one of those northeastern, midwestern locations. Whether it's Ann Arbor, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's... I'm talking about late. I'm talking about Big Ten weather. That game will never happen. I sure as hell wouldn't schedule it if I'm an SEC coach. Why? I'm not going up there and doing that. It's not necessary. But it'd be fun to see. Nonetheless, it would be interesting to see. And I'm sure there'd be a lot of popping off before the game about weather doesn't affect us and everything. And maybe they get up there, maybe they adapt better than we think they do. But the Hurricanes, and you know, they're in the ACC, so you got teams from what? From Boston all the way down to Miami. So you could if you're Miami, you can get in some cold weather, and your travel's more than the SEC. Lexington, Kentucky is about as bad as it gets in the SEC in November. It can get kind of rough there. Kroger Field, the turf starts looking a little brown. It's chilly. You can get into some of those up there, but not a lot. I remember one year Tennessee played in the Cotton Bowl. Now that's Dallas, right? The Dallas area. But again, around January 1st or whenever that game was played, it can get Dallas weather could be 65 to 70, or it could be in the 30s, and it could be sleeting and crappy. Tennessee played in the Cotton Bowl one year against Kansas State, and it was that kind of weather, 30s, icy, just yucky day. Tennessee's team didn't want any part of that. Kansas State lined up and pulverized them. They did. That was one of those bowl games where I'm not into it. They did. Literally now, okay, you ready? Literally, they didn't bust a grape. Weren't planning on busting a grape, not going to bust a grape. We need one more break. Let's do that right here on this Thursday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point on 65 here down past Trinity Lane. As you work your way down through this part of East Nashville, traffic still holding up. Coming up from the south on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last 10, 15 minutes. Most of them are minor and they're clearing stages. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Like a Hoover wind tunnel vacuum. Right now, just $119, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Some exclusions apply, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
This is what you missed if you're not listening to the Bill King Show.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
He's not as physically mature, but he's a very gifted tool.
Mr. King. It's either Bill or King.
It's a big C, yeah.
Finally, you lay down and you sit down on that couch. It's absolutely perfect. I feel like that's where I am right now. I feel like I'm like sitting down. Wait, this is perfect. I'm back with Bill King now.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9. FM.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high of 84, mostly clear tonight, low 63. Friday, a chance of showers, high 81. Chance of showers tomorrow night, low 57. Saturday, cloudy, high 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Tomorrow, Brad will be with us. BradPowersSports.com will check in with us, and we'll talk handicapping, gambling, wagering, all those things. All those evil, evil things. That's hour number three tomorrow. Like I mentioned, I tried to get Dave Biddle on the show this week, and he said maybe Friday, Bill, and then I got a note from him late. It was I'd gone asleep around 11-something, 11:15 last night. He sent me a message. He said, Bill, I'm a no-go. I'm just not going to be able to get it done. I'm too busy, but we'll get him. Yeah, we'll get him. Let's take a call. He's a birthday dude today, turns, as we mentioned, 27. I looked it up. I got a copy of his birth certificate. I have connections, and he turns 27 today. What's up, Bob?
Well, Bill, my birthday is 10. I always tell people when they ask for my birthday, it's 10/22 too many. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you very much, and thank all the listeners out there because they've been lighting me up on Twitter, which is very, very kind of you. It's very appreciated, and it's very humbling. But I got to tell you, we're talking about Twitter. I should probably stay off Twitter because my buddy Josh, who we talk off air a lot, he kind of humbled me and challenged my manhood about the upcoming Ohio State-Penn State game. So he goaded me into a bet, and then I find out that Journey Brown's not playing. So I need you to get me in touch with Mr. Brad Powers, Bill, because I need to bribe him. You know, I need to offer him a couple of tattoos and maybe about 10 subscriptions to double the line on the Penn State-Ohio State game next week. So, you know, Twitter has gotten me in a lot of trouble sometimes. So.
What were you – a lot of people are like you in that they didn't get Twitter. They didn't want to get on it. They didn't understand it. What were – before you signed up, what was your thoughts on it?
You know, I don't like politics and sports at all.
Right.
And I don't like to force my politics or my opinions on other people. I don't think of all that, and plus I'm kind of private, you know, with some of my life.
Sure.
But you know, Bill, I didn't understand it, and being an old fart like I am, it was a little bit strange to me. But I am glad because I have made just a ton of awesome.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I mean, it is, and you know, it's a different avenue on Saturdays. You know, there's a bunch of us who watch games together, and we're all tweeting back and forth. And, you know, it's kind of nice to get their input on the game and what they think is going on. And, you know, you get a chance to share your own thoughts. And then afterwards, you kind of go back through the tweets and collect your thoughts a little bit. So, but it's been enjoyable. But, yeah, that was it. I was always kind of strange to it in that it's a little foreign to me. You know, people at my age, it's and I'm over 60, so but you know, it was kind of different. But it's fun. You know, it allows you to reach out to different people from different parts of the country and get different viewpoints on things. So yeah, from that standpoint, it's been interesting. But Josh and Black and Black, my brother Black, I heard you earlier, and I got a big old nutcracker waiting for you in Happy Valley next week, buddy. We're putting it together right now, so we're really going to get busy on it after the Indiana game. But I also want to wish a big happy birthday to Crazy Charlie. I mean, without Crazy Charlie, I wonder where the show would be, because he is the best. So happy birthday to you, Crazy Charlie. Only the best were born on this day, brother.
See you, Bob. Be good, buddy.
I'll see you, Bill. Thanks a lot. We'll
appreciate the call. Alec Whipple, Bob. Yeah, I watch these guys. They Twitter during games. If you're not on Twitter right now, during games, if you're in a group, or let's just say it's just whoever, communicating, exchanging ideas, observations during games is a new level of pleasure during games on a college football Saturday. Just reading all the various angles and opinions. And again, when I'm looking around, I'm not looking for any consensus or any one opinion. I just want to see all the opinions. I'm just out there perusing, trying to stimulate my brain, trying to maybe there's a note here that I hadn't thought of. It's taken game pleasure a Saturday and upped it a notch or two, and that's a notch or two that I didn't know existed. Had no idea. No idea that there would be another level of, in addition to the game, here's an angle, here's something you can use or participate in, and it adds to the enjoyment of it. Yeah, what you don't know, it's still what you don't know, or you don't know what you don't know, is what I was trying to say there. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know, and that's when it comes to Twitter during games, that's what it is. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Twitter during games is the best. It's a way to interact with people all over the country, literally. You're not landlocked. It's not just local. It's not just you and your buddies. Well, it could be, but, I mean, you have access to anybody. Unless they have their account locked. I mean, whoever's commenting on it, wherever they are, you have access to that. So, yeah, I'm sitting here. There's a lot of things with Twitter that aren't good. But when it comes to this angle, what I like about the show, you people interacting, is wonderful. And during games, it's also fantastic. Yeah, love it. Creates a different angle. Looking at the market screen right now. Not real green, but it's green. We'll see how the day develops. Very newsy, volatile market. You never know. Just one news item can change everything literally in about 30 seconds. That's the environment we're in right now, news-wise. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, Brad will be with us, bradpowersports.com, and it's all about the handicapping. Use the hashtag AskBP. When you send me a message about Brad and the question you have for him, don't send them, though, until we get into that third hour. Because, like I mentioned, those get lost. They get lost. The timeline gets long, and it's hard to organize. So if you can hold them back best you can till hour three on Friday, then I can stack them all up. And again, there's no question, as long as it's college football handicapping, some of you will get an NFL one in there too. That's fine. We don't do a lot of that, but I know most of you like the NFL, watch it, keep up with it more than I do. So if you have a question there, that's fine. Brad does both. Brad is equally as nimble, as adept at the college game. Now, he's more of a college guy as far as being a fan, but you cannot, in his business, you cannot ignore the NFL game. Too many people bet it. Yeah, so many people bet it. You have to have that as part of your arsenal. So if you have anything along those lines, that is tomorrow, hour number three. At Crazy Charlie 615, birthday for him today. He's like me on his birthday. What do you do? Well, most of the day you work. That's just where we're at. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Yeah, markets right now, green. Hadn't looked at anybody seen Tesla? Haven't looked at Tesla yet. Scared to. Think good things are happening there, though. At Bill is King on Twitter. Appreciate all the emails as well. Cool email from Alex. Lives in Charlotte. Just graduated from Appy State. Big Buckeye fan. Says he's been listening till he's 15. Or since he's 15. And loves college football. Lives over there in NASCAR ESPN territory. Anyways, appreciate that email too, Alex. Slash Pop.